Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
And this is Adrian Kennedy in for Andrea this Friday afternoon. And it's time for our Friday slot, Ask Me Anything. And every week we get a different expert in to tell us about what they do and why they do it. And this week we are joined by a naturist. Her name is Kate Turner from the Irish Naturist Association. Kate, good afternoon and welcome.
Good afternoon, Adrian.
One of the questions one of our listeners asked is that lady in the nude today? No is the answer.
No, I was asked, but it was a last minute thing. If I'd have been asked when I was first asked to appear, I might have said yes.
Okay.
But apart from anything else, we're on liar. Nobody would be able to tell anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Apart from you.
So how did you get into naturism?
What started for me was body painting. So I was already comfortable with being naked. And then I heard about other events going on and I was like, yeah, I'll participate in them.
Okay, so the Irish Naturist Association, how many members would you have, for example?
We would have a couple of hundred, yeah. And there would be more outside of which.
And what do you do and where do you go?
We'll do anything basically but naked. We can go hiking, we can go and hire out a whole swimming pool. We've done the World Naked Bike Ride down in Cork every year for the past few years. And basically anything that you can do, we can do naked.
Okay, right. Well, we've a lot of questions coming in, so I'm just going to go through them in order and hopefully I'll get to yours. If you have a question that you'd like to put to Kate, send us a WhatsApp to 087 1400 106. The first question is it always organised events that you have to go to, or is there anywhere you can go unplanned and be able to be nude?
You can go anywhere unplanned.
Is it legal to be nude in a public place?
It's not illegal, so long as you don't cause offence. There'll always be people who take offence, but not take it up legally.
Okay, so it's not illegal for me to go and walk down Grafton Street nude?
No.
Is it not? Right, okay. No. Not that I'm going to. All right, Chris has a question that he wants to ask.
I was just wondering what the legal situation was to naturism. Is it illegal to be naked, or is it just if somebody is offended? Thank you.
Okay, so sorry, that's the question I just asked you.
It's just if someone's offended enough to take things further.
Okay, but obviously there are people that would and
there
probably
are, yeah.
Do. But I was interested to see earlier on that no member of the Irish Naturist Association has ever been arrested or anything of the sort.
No. I do remember something at a festival where a woman went topless and she was approached by the guards and asked to put her top back on, but everyone else rallied around her because it's not illegal.
Right. Okay.
And they're just breasts. They're just mammary tissue.
Okay. That's fascinating. Okay. Next question is there a worry that people do it for the wrong reasons? And if so, how do you suss those people out? That's a very good question.
It has been sussed before and people have been ousted. You'll get that in all walks of life in any way, shape or form in any organisation.
So would this be people who are getting
involved
for sexual?
They're looking to make it sexual.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's completely non-sexual, but they're looking to make it so or be inappropriate in some way.
And how do you, in fact, it's another question that's the following question. Is it a sexual thing in any way? Surely it's impossible to separate the two, says that message.
It is not impossible. You are an adult capable of making rational decisions. It is not sexual in any way.
In any way.
It may take some people a while to get a little bit more comfortable with it so that certain appendages do not respond accordingly. But, you know, it happens.
Mm.
And if you're not apologetic, but if you handle the situation the right way, it's grand.
Okay,
people
but obviously, obviously this is an issue from time to time then.
It can be.
Yeah.
Especially with new members.
Okay. I have another question here from Tommy.
Are you ever self-conscious when you're doing what you're doing?
That's a great question. I couldn't be nude in front of somebody because I'd be far too self-conscious.
But why though?
Maybe I don't like the look of my body or something like that.
Okay, well that would be an issue that we would be able to discuss again with newer members and more experienced members. Everybody is just a body. It doesn't matter age, race, creed. It doesn't matter your body shape, your body size. We're all just bodies at the end of the day.
But you must need some extra self-confidence to be nude in front of other people.
You could do. I remember I was at the tattoo convention and basically I asked, because my nipple pasties aren't staying on, I was being body painted, is it okay to go without? And they said, as long as you're comfortable. And I was like, oh, grand.
Okay. Bring in more of your questions, 087 1400 106, and they are flying in here. If you have any questions that you would like to ask Kate, who is from the Irish Naturist Association, send them in to us, 087 1400 106. Another question, which we sort of answered, but I'd read it anyway. How do you get into it? Is it an environment you're typically raised in or something you discover yourself?
It's a bit of both. I discovered it myself because I was a member of the Body Painting Association. But yeah, you can be raised in it. It completely depends on how you're going to do it. Myself, I have a 6-week-old. I'll make sure that we're not prudish about it, but I won't force it on him. And it's up to him to make a decision whether he's comfortable being naked around us, let alone anybody else.
Okay. And so as your child grows, you will bring your child to events with you, or?
Yes.
When will that child be able to make a decision for himself?
As soon as they're able. As soon as they're able to experience feelings of uncomfortableness and how to express that, whether they shy away, whether it's nonverbal or whether they actually are verbal.
And is this something that children can be involved in?
Yes, of course.
And there's no illegality around that?
No, because nobody takes photos. Nobody takes photos. It's different when it comes to public events because you're out in the public eye. Anybody with a phone can take a photo. But that's something that you yourself have to be okay with.
Okay, let me bring in another voice note from Nikki.
Does the weather affect your naturist activities?
I didn't actually hear.
Does the weather affect it?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, it can do. Like, we have people who go out sea swimming. We have people who go out on hikes. And you would bring your clothes with you in case weather hits and you're not used to being in such weather. You could get exposure symptoms. So, yeah, you would be prepared for all eventualities. You're in Ireland. Come on.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. How do you know someone else is a naturist? Is there like a secret handshake so you can discuss it with people, invite them to events and everything else? That's another great question.
No, but you would have your own little tells. You would have your own little groups in a larger group situation, like at a wedding. There would be people who would congregate with other people, and that would include naturists, especially if some of those family members of the bride and groom are not comfortable with them being.
In fact, that was one of my other questions. How are family around this whole thing of you being a naturist?
My family are fine with it. They are not people who would do it themselves, but again, I have the confidence they don't, and they respect that.
Very good. Okay. More of your questions. Is there any worries about body shaming? And this goes back to what we were talking about, her body confidence. Would it tend to be people with better bodies that get into it? And this comes back to my self-confidence thing a couple of minutes ago.
Not at all. Not at all. We have every single body and every single age
all shapes and sizes.
All shapes and sizes.
Okay. More of your WhatsApp voice notes. This is Ellen's question.
Has nudity caused any embarrassing situations?
Good question.
Yeah, sometimes, but nothing that we can't have a laugh and a joke over. And
like what? Like what would have been embarrassing?
You would get catcalls, you would get heckles, and that's fine. It's other people's opinions that I don't care about.
So it doesn't bother you?
Me? No.
No. Do you understand why some people have a bit of an issue with it, think it's a bit weird?
Of course, yeah. And that's their own issue to deal with, not mine.
Okay. I don't quite know what this question really means, but I'll ask it anyway. Do naturists find it hard to maintain eye contact?
No.
That obviously means roaming eyes, I assume.
Yeah, sometimes. And it's okay to have a little bit of a roaming eye, but not to linger anywhere. It depends on who you're talking with at the time, but eye contact is actually more important and more relevant.
Okay. And again, we've sort of addressed this one. Jared's question is, what if a man gets a little bit excited? That is something that is dealt with and doesn't happen repeatedly.
No, it doesn't happen repeatedly. And if it does, well, then it's more of a choice on their part to not calm themselves down, to not take themselves away for a few minutes, just calm down and then come back to the situation. It's again, it's handled case by case. If someone can be comfortable with themselves, great. If someone can't, they'll take themselves off for a minute and then come back.
Okay, that well, sounds very controlled. You mentioned earlier on about the Naturist bike ride in Cork. Well, Kevin has a question on that.
What day is the bike ride?
Typically in August. Dates change, but it is typically in August.
And many people would take part?
Oh, hundreds.
Hundreds?
Up to hundreds. Sometimes there'd be about 60 to 80. But generally speaking, we do get a good crowd.
And it's a route around the city?
It is a designated route around the city with safety cyclists that would go before you and stop traffic and behind you and stop traffic.
Right, OK. And obviously it has all the appropriate approval and everything else.
Yeah, we meet the Lord Mayor on the steps of the City Hall.
And in terms of the cycle, is there obviously crowds gathered along the street and...
They would stop and they would notice that we come along.
I'm sure they would.
And, but it's not something that we put up barriers and put up banners about to tell people.
Right,
It's not like a planned protest or anything like that.
Okay, the streets aren't closed then, are they?
No,
they're
not.
Okay. We've a lot more questions to get through. I'll get through as many as I possibly can. Another question. What about if your child asked you to stop? So that's obviously a question for a couple of years down the road, but...
Yeah. Stop at home. Yeah, I would stop at home. Stop when out and about on my own time without my kid. Probably not. But again, that's something that hasn't come up yet. And it is something that I will think about. When it comes to being in the public eye, for example, doing the naked bike ride, if you wanted me to stop, I'd stop. If he wanted me to stop doing radio and TV appearances, I was on the Late Late Show as well to promote the World Naked Bike Ride, then yeah, I would stop doing public appearances.
Okay, but you will obviously negotiate with your child in the years to come.
I would make him aware of why I do it and why it seems important enough to me. But if you really did have an issue with it, then yeah, it would be something that I would seriously consider stopping.
Okay. What else have we got here now? Is your partner a naturist?
No, but he has come to events with me and he is slowly getting used to it. And if he doesn't want to get used to it anymore, he can stop.
Okay. So when you say going to an event, can you go to an event? So say your partner going to the event with you, not a naturist. Does he have to take his clothes off?
Yes.
Right.
But if he wanted to remove himself sooner than the event was over, then yeah, he could.
Okay. And how did he find it? As somebody who'd never done it?
He found it okay. After the first couple of times, he was like, this is actually all right. You know, I've made a small group of friends and I'd rather be with those group of friends than new people, especially if it's a big group. But for the most part, we keep our events small and to people that we know.
One or two more questions then. We played Jer already. Another Kevin. Oh, we haven't done Jer. Sorry. Jer has a question.
Good afternoon. I'd just like to ask the lady in question there. First of all, fair play to you all. Whatever makes you happy. And secondly, are there any naturist beaches in Ireland?
Yeah, we would have a few. I wouldn't be au fait with many of them, but there is part of Killiney Beach. That's White Rock. There is Hawk Cliff as well. They would be the places that would be closest to me. But any beach.
Any beach, okay.
Gormanstown and Corballis as well.
Okay, very good. Another message. Is it very dangerous to hike naked? Not only does it put the person who is naked at risk, but also mountain rescue who may have to be called out to them if the weather turns, they get lost or whatever. But you're saying on a hike, for example, you will bring clothes with you.
Yeah, you would always be prepared. You would have your safety gear then as well. You would have your medical kit. You would have your tinfoil wrap as well.
All right, very good. And finally, Andrea has a message for us.
What's the point in doing regular things naked?
Oh, that's it. What's the point in doing things naked?
There is no point, but I suppose if you're going somewhere, you don't have to worry about what you're going to wear. You don't have to worry about washing said clothes. You don't have to worry about whether your dress is appropriate for the event. You don't have to worry about anything like that, really. You don't have to worry about carrying it, packing it. You don't have to worry about, oh, that person's going to look more...
Sounds like the dream, actually.
Yeah, yeah. And really, you're more comfortable just being yourself.
It's been fascinating talking to you, Kate. Thanks very much indeed for coming in. Kate Turner from the Irish Naturist Association. And thanks to all of you for all of your questions.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.